Welcome to the Keep Your Cool Mama podcast, where it's all about you, Mama. I am your host, Sheila. I am here to help the busy, overwhelmed mom reclaim her sanity, balance motherhood, her self-care, and to unapologetically grow. I am so happy you are here and hope you plan to stay a while. Kick your feet up, sit back, relax, so we can focus on you. Let's go, Cool Mama.
Hey, Cool Mamas. This is Sheila, and you are listening to episode 47 of the Keep Your Cool Mama podcast. Hey, girl. What is up with you? Well, you know that I hope that you are feeling good from the inside out and doing well. Before we get into today's topic, I want to do a quick Cool Mama check-in. As I check in with myself, my hope is that you will take a moment to check in with you as well. As moms, we have to normalize checking on our own well-being on a consistent basis. So let's be diligent about making that happen on a consistent basis, because I know it's something that I have to get better at myself as well. I'm doing pretty good today. This week overall has been going pretty well. My sons went back to school from spring break. I had a paper due for my social psychology class, and that was due on this past Monday. And I think I did pretty good on the paper. So I'm feeling very good about how I structured getting that done and not procrastinating. Very proud of myself when it comes to that. One thing that is constantly on my to-do list is doing my best to balance wifehood, motherhood, and my own well-being, because it is a challenge. Some days and weeks are better than others, of course. This week wasn't perfect by any means, but it went pretty well. This week, my focus has been making a solid plan for my week so that I can stay in a calm state whenever possible. You know, I'm learning that when I just go into a day or a week without a plan, I feel a great deal of anxiety. Life is unpredictable enough, right? So that's, it's important that I keep my life as structured as I can and, you know, pivoting when it's necessary. While I have had feelings of overwhelm, that is a thing, especially because I'm a full-time student, I'm a full-time mom, I'm a full-time employee, I'm a full-time wife, I'm full-time everything, right? Everything that I give, I'm giving my all. So I was overwhelmed this week. However, knowing that I had a plan and also relying on God for my peace has kept me in a good mental space. So I am grateful for that for sure. So if I had to sum up my feelings into a few words, I would say that I'm proud of my progress. I'm feeling good about where I'm headed and, you know, what I've accomplished this week as a mom and just as Sheila, period. So remember to take a moment to yourself today and reflect on how you are feeling. It's so important. Whether it's journaling or just sitting down in silence and thinking about what it is that has been happening with you and how you feel about it, so on and so forth. So let's go ahead and get into today's topic. Today I want to talk to you about mom guilt. Now, mom guilt, it's a popular topic in the mom community, as you know. I believe it is popular because we all deal with it. No matter who you are or how many children you have. And our guilt may look different, but I think it's all relatable because we can relate to just feeling mom guilt at the most inconvenient times and how it feels, how uncomfortable it feels and all of those things. And I first want to send you my love and virtual hugs if you are dealing with any mom guilt in this moment. It's a terrible feeling to have. Trust me, I understand. But I want you to know that things will get better. And I want you to believe that for yourself if you're having a hard time believing that. So in an attempt to help you deal with mom guilt, I would like to offer you 4 tips that have really helped me as I've been on my motherhood journey. It's important to remember that mom guilt it's just a sign that you care about your children and that you are just being the best mom that you can be. So give yourself some grace. You are a great mom and you are doing the best that you can. So let's go ahead and get into these 4 tips. Number 1, examine where the guilt is coming from and if it is true. Sometimes I think we're just being hard on ourselves and lies are being created in our heads, in our minds that cause us to believe that we are worse than we really are. It just makes the situation just seem worse. When this happens, intentionally replacing the lie with the truth helps. Stay tapped into your thoughts and where those thoughts are stemming from. Don't be deceived by your negative thoughts, because 9 times out of 10, but that's a perfect score and there's no such thing as perfection. 9 times out of 10, those negative thoughts are not true, right? So, but if the guilt is coming from a valid concern, create a plan that can help you move forward and make the situation better. And one way you can do this is write down what you are feeling guilty about within motherhood. And then write out some possible solutions that are within your control. Because how many times are we feeling bad about something that we can't control? But there are some things that we can control in situations. And think about those possible solutions. Write down small steps that you can take to start implementing some of those solutions. The thing about it is that guilt and shame can create mental barriers that make you believe you are a terrible person, a terrible mother that will never change. Writing down your concerns with a solution shows you that change is possible. So keep a growth mindset and get rid of the fixed mindset. Focus on what you are good at as a mom. Make that your focus. This is 2. Focus on what you are good at as a mom. This point ties in to the first point of examining where the guilt is coming from and replacing the lie with the truth. This will help to remind you that you are a good mom that loves her children. There's a quote that says, "Your focus determines your reality." And I believe that that is so true. So with that said, focus on what is true and good. Focus on how you show up for your child each and every day. Focus on the unique ways in which you love your child. Focus on how far you've come as a mother. I personally like to focus on those specific things that I know I do well when I get into a mom guilt funk. For instance, for me, I know that I am intentional about checking in with how my children are doing or encouraging them to be their best selves. And I've seen the fruit of these intentional acts, which encourages me on those tough days. Maybe for you, it's exposing your children to new experiences or teaching them something new. Maybe you're great at praying with your child every day. Whatever it is for you, focus on what is good. Do more of those things when you start experiencing mom guilt. 3, do something for or with your children that brings you joy. Sometimes there are things we do as moms that are an immediate mood booster. over time, I've noticed what those mood boosters are for me personally. For instance, when I make breakfast for my family on Sundays, which is generally when I have the most time, it makes me feel so joyful. I also notice how happy and loved that my family, especially my children, my husband too, he loves when I cook. When I cook, Lord have mercy. When I cook, he loves it too. But just focusing on the children, how happy and loved they feel when I put extra love into cooking for them. I see the joy. Even if they don't verbally say it, I can just see how the mood shifts in the house when I do those extra, like when I put in that extra love into cooking and it's not rushed and I'm cooking their favorites and all of those things. If you're not aware of what you do as a mom for your children that brings you joy, what I want you to do is pay close attention to how you are feeling when you are interacting with your children or doing something for them. That is a good way to figure out what that is for you. If you know that you rarely or have never felt this type of joy, that is okay. Motherhood is not easy. Okay, so I don't want you to beat yourself up if you're like, I don't feel that kind of joy. I don't really know what you're talking about, Sheila. That's okay. But if you want to feel more joy in motherhood, one good way to start is by having intentional fun with your child that can produce that those feel-good emotions. Having fun with your children will not only spark joy, but it can also spark inspiration on different ways that you can incorporate joy into your motherhood experience. So maybe it's a game night. Maybe it's taking them to the children's museum. You know, maybe it's doing arts and crafts with them. You know, just have some fun, do a movie night, things. Just think of something that you normally don't do that you know that you would enjoy and that your child would enjoy. It helps. And next point is number 4, ask your child what they love about you as a mom. What do they love about having you as their mom? Now, if your children are too young to give you a response, write down your own list or ask someone close to you to help you compile a list of what makes you a good mom. Write these things down, whether it comes from your children or you're making the list, and save it for later. Revisit this list when you are feeling mom guilt. Game changer. Like having a reminder in plain sight for you to refer back to, it will remind you of how your children really feel about you when you're feeling down about your motherhood experience. Now, with all these steps, with all of these things that I talked about, don't get me wrong, there is always room for opportunity when, when there's mom guilt, like there may be room for opportunity, right? And we should be aware of that. What I want to just really hone in on is just the importance of not allowing mom guilt to make us believe we are not good moms. When mom guilt happens, and it will, use it as a gentle reminder that you care. Use mom guilt as an opportunity to do better and be better when necessary. Never use it as a weapon to beat yourself up or tear yourself down. You are a human. Perfection is just a false illusion that can keep you from noticing and appreciating your progress. I really hope that these 4 tips were helpful and that you will put at least one into practice if you are struggling with mom guilt. Please share this episode with another mom that you know needs encouragement. I really love you guys, and I look forward to talking to you soon. Until next time, remember to keep your cool, mama. Bye-bye.